The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Far east of ruined Palestine, the year 539 was full of hope. The western sun set once for all on Babylon, and Nabonidus fell before the Persian forces at the door of Opus. Mighty Cyrus, king of Persia, set his signet ring upon the seal of victory and published in his first decree that Jews could now return to live again in Jacob's land and give themselves to serve the living God. But there were some who took the rod of God's chastisement so to heart that now their faith and hope would chart another course. At least one clan within the tribe of Benjamin, the clan of Shimei, would stay in pagan Babylon and pray that now and generations hence, God might in gracious providence be pleased to use them for some great and saving work, to penetrate perhaps some curse beyond the bounds of Israel with joyful sounds of sovereign love. Some 40 years of hope and prayer and frequent tears went by in Babylon. One night, a million brilliant stars sang bright against the sable Persian sky and called the aged Shimei to climb the ancient cliffs beside the dark Euphrates up the pride of Borsippah. With Abihail, his youngest son, he took the trail that led to Nippur Ridge and stood there with a woolen traveler's hood hung halfway on his snowy head. And facing to the east, he said, "I had a dream, my son, that someday when what we've longed to see will come not here, but even farther east, and that for you and me at least, the promise that the Lord has planned is not found in the promised land. But I am old, and so the dream is yours, my son. And if it seem too slow, doubt not the faithfulness of God. One generation lives and dies to serve the next. He gives a glimpse to Moses cross the veil and me tonight. But Abihail, tomorrow take your wife, though she is great with child and frailty, and set your face towards Susa, where the king sits on his throne. There, beyond the Tigris, serve the Lord of hosts and wait until the cord of providence is woven full. Then God will set his heel and pull the powers of the world into the service of his love for you and for his children scattered through the empire. Mark, now that you do as I have said, God will provide for you, doubt not, and for your bride, and for the child, be strong, and I will send with you your nephew, Mordecai." The pretty girl sat on the floor beside the fire and said once more to Mordecai, "Abba, how did my mother die? You haven't hid the truth from me for all these years. And late at night, I see the tears roll down your cheek, and I must feel that it would help if we could kneel before the Lord and bear this thing together. You and I could sing then eye to eye about the ways of God, and wouldn't those dark days reveal the same God that you've taught me these 12 years to trust? And ought I not to know then, Mordecai, how both my parents came to die? The road from here to Babylon is hard, Hadassah. It isn't fun. And even less if you're a Jew, and we were 3 or 4 with you. 300 miles of sweat and hate. And you were big and 3 weeks late. No one gave us room. The heat was indescribable. Her feet were swollen, scarlet, hot. He prayed, your father Abihail, for shade, that's all. Not for a house or nurse or stream or birthing stool or purse to bribe the keepers of the inn, just shade. And just in time, we thought there was a myrtle tree. She fought, and you were big, and she was thin, and there was blood, and we were men. Did mother ever hold me once? Yes, right away. And your response was perfect peace. I wish that I could tell you what she said, but my heart moved me back as Abihail knelt down to kiss your mother's pale and sweaty face and stroke your hair. I couldn't hear what happened there, but Abihail would never say too much. Just this. The myrtle was a gift of God. Jehovah does what he must do, but there was shade. And we agreed the girl is made to be a myrtle, comfort, shield. And so together there we sealed her name, Hadassah, in the tongue of Israel. May she be sung in festival for centuries to come. Alone and on his knees, your father dug her grave beneath the myrtle tree and pushed the dirt in with his own strong hands. The hurt, as you may guess, was deeper than the grave. We prayed, and then we ran with you. God led us to a house, and we besought the farmer's spouse for mercy and a nurse. "You're Jews," she said. "Perhaps my man could use a few employees for a spell." "Whose kid is this?" "She's mine. You tell your husband, I will work his farm if you can keep this child from harm." "For 2 long years, Hadassah, we were Jewish slaves. But you were free from harm and grew up like a tree beside the brook of loyalty. The loyalty of God to his design. He never doubted this, your father, Abihail, I mean. The tree of hope stayed evergreen that Shimei had planted in his heart. Neither pain nor sin nor death could break the fibers of his mighty faith. That sovereign love would somehow take your mother's death, his father's dream, your living breath, and weave them with some loving lace into a tapestry of grace. I've never known a stronger man than Abihail, your father. Can you tell me, Abba, what became of him?" "He worked himself so thin that when the fever came, his skin hung on his bones like dough. I nursed him to the end. He never cursed a soul, not one, alive or dead. But near the end, looked up and said, 'Could you please take me, Mordecai, down to the myrtle tree to die?' I laid him by your mother's grave and waited through the night. Once more, he whispered motionless, 'Before I die, give me your word, my friend, to bring her to the journey's end, to Susa, as my father dreamed. For it must be that God has deemed for you and for Hadassah there to see the answer to our prayer.' He took my hand. 'Swear, Mordecai. As long as there's a Persian sky, you will not take Hadassah back to Israel. And if you lack for anything, then perish if you must, but not beside the cliff of Borsippa or Jordan's stream. Forsake not, Mordecai, the dream of Shimei and Abihail. The plan of God can never fail. We have not followed him in vain. You see, Hadassah, even pain could not suffice to break the hope of Abihail or dim the scope of his design for you. I took you yet that night, and we forsook the shame of slavery and came to Susa. Here another name I gave to you to make your way as easy as I could. They say that Esther means a brilliant star. Thank you, Abba. 10 years are a lot of love for fathering a cousin. Esther, let us sing. Now that you said, together, eye to eye, the God who made the sky and rules the earth with awesome might is wielding all the world this night to bring your story to an end, beyond all power to comprehend. And oh, my fearful Advent friend, as we light candle too, depend upon the love and power of God. Embrace and kiss the painful rod that leads you to a pleasant end, beyond all power to comprehend."
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.